Yashar Koach to all the Talmidim who joined us. The Mishnah says in Makos, this is the penultimate Mishnah in the entire Masechta, picking up on the idea of Enikla Achicha Leinecha, that Makos is transformative. The Sifrei, which is parallel to this Mishnah, says, Kol Hayom Kiro HaKosav Rasha. He's always a Rasha. V'ayayim bin HaKos HaRasha, Kidei Rishaso Bamishbar, Rishaso Bemisbar, that it calls him a Rasha constantly. And then all of a sudden, V'nikla Achicha Leinecha, he's transformed through the process of Malkos to be your brother. So I suggested in the past that maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means. In Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud, when the Gemara says Malkos b'Malko Miso Medes, then Malkos is a form of Misa. It's a way of killing off the Rasha and bringing out the underlying righteous individual. V'nikla achicha leinecha. So it's a process that has to go through. So here you have in the Mishnah Kol Chayave Krisos Shalaku. Anybody who's Chayav Kares, remember the 21 examples of somebody who could be Chayav Kares to get Malkos. Niftru Yidei Kresan. So they're now expiated by going through Malkos as long as they do tshuva. They repent, so they're no longer Chayav Kares. Shenemar v'nikla achicha leinecha kishalaka hareu keachicha divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel continued. Ma'ima over avera achas notel nafsho aleha. So some people say he's talking about Kares, but I think the pshat is that he's talking about Malkos. So again, the person who violates one avera, it's like he could lose his entire life over this. Ha'usa mitzvah achas, if a person does one mitzvah, alachas kama v'chama shetinatein lo nafsho. If doing one avera basically could make you subject to losing your right to continue on in this world, as Rashi explains on the Gemara that I quoted just a moment ago, he was over ratzon habore, if he violates his creator's will, so then he doesn't have a right to exist in his creator's world. So if you do a mitzvah, if you validate the will of your creator, how much more so does a person have a right to go on? Rabbi Shimon Omer, mim kama hulamed. You don't need to look too far. Shenemar v'nechresu hanefasher sa'osos. When the Torah describes kares in Parshas Achrei Mos, v'omer asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai bahem. So the Torah says, just a few psukim before that, a person can do mitzvos and live through them. So v'chai bahem has another meaning, that if a person is going to force you to do an avera or take your life, v'chai bahem means that except in very rare cases, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, v'chos damim, sha'as hashmad, for hesya, lahachis, with those exceptions, the person always has a chiyuv to live and to violate whatever the avera is, yavar v'al yiharik. But here, he's interpreting the pasuk differently. Asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai bahem, that mitzvos themselves cause life. Ha'kola yoshev lo avar avera nosin lo scharkos a mitzvah. A person who refrains from doing an avera that presents itself to him or to her, it's no less than doing an active mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, harei Omer rach chazak levilti al chol adam, adam hu anofesh. Shemayim adam shenafsh shodam katsa mimenu, blood which is repugnant to most people, the Torah says, haporish menu mekabel schar. The Torah speaks about it a lot and gives you a great reward for not eating it, even though nobody would do it anyway. Gezel ve'arayos, things that people want towards, that people have a proclivity or an affinity for, such as taking extra money or sexual indiscretion. Nafsho shel adam mis'aver lahem v'chamdasan, haporish mehem malachas kama v'chama shiyiske lo, uledorosav, uledoros dorosav, ad sof kol hadoros. A person not only merits for himself, but for his children, for generations, until the end of all of the generations. So again, refraining from an action can be just as significant as doing a positive action. And that's why, of course, Sefer Tehillim, which is the basic text of Jewish faith experience from David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, the great poet of the Jewish people, starts with the line, not about what you should do, but what you shouldn't do. The first pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher Lo Halach Batzas Rishayim, V'derech HaTayim Lo Amad, V'moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. He did not make his sviva, his environment, or her environment, an environment of less than optimal spiritual individuals. So you refrain from that, sur meira, and then one can worry about doing good, asei to.